Welcome back to Such and Base Podcast. I am sick, but I'm still here for you, for the updates, for the crazy ones, for the big signings. Wow, I sound terrible. I should have did like a little bit of a test before I came on, but yeah. Hi, everybody. Oh my God. It is, I don't even know what day it is. It's a Wednesday, the 29th, 1:27 p.m., I'm a little bit late. I think this was posted up there, and I'm not seeing a lot of traction. I'm not seeing a lot on X on this whole thing. Ha-Sun Kim, he just signed 2 years and I believe $29 million. I can't even find it on X right now. I'm going off MLB. Yeah. 2 year, $29 million deal with the Tampa Bay Rays, the team with no stadium, the team that is known to be cheap, the team that is trading away all their big stars that cost big money. They did it last season with Randy Rosarena. They got rid of Jose Siri. They shipped out Eflin, like all the big names. The only ones they really hung on to was Lowe and Yandy Diaz. But they signed somebody. I didn't expect the Rays to be in on Kim. Not at all. Oh my God. This is getting bad. I'm gonna have to get some tea or something. I already look terrible. I can see from my lighting. Oh boy. I apologize to you all. So bear with me as we get through this. Ha-Sun Kim, that is a big pickup for the Rays. But my question is now, and I know, here's the thing. Some of you guys are going to be on here and you're going to be like, okay, let's talk about Ha-Sun Kim. Let's talk about his stats, all the things. Yeah, he's a gold glover. Yes, he did amazing in San Diego. One of the hardest fields to actually hit out of. And it shows that he's a good bat. And it's not very common that you find a bat from Korea that can produce. And Ha-Sun Kim did that. And now we're going to see what Ha-Sun Kim can do with the Dodgers this next season. I apologize for my voice right now. I'm not going to harp on it too much. Back to what I'm saying. We could just talk. Let's go down to his accolades. Just for you people that complain about this. He signed a $28 million deal in 2020 with the Padres. Let's see, coming over from the KBO, he slashed 242, 326, 380 slash line with only a 99 OPS plus. That's surprising. I thought it'd be higher than that. Over the course of that time there, he had 47 home runs, 78 steals, and a 15.3 WAR. Not too bad. Pretty damn good for what he produced. I think a lot of it was defensive, but he could still obviously hit in one of the hardest parks. So being a right-handed batter and going to Tampa, normally I would say that'd be great for Tropicana Field, but they're not playing there. They're playing at Steinbrenner Field, whatever, the Yankees trip, not AAA. Is it AAA or spring training field. So how is that going to translate? I don't know. Because I've never seen a professional player play at Steinbrenner. Never been there before. Yeah. Won a gold glove. His OPS is 749, so a little bit over. I'm assuming that's going to be a pretty high OPS plus, given the fact that he was playing in San Diego. He did just have an injury, or he didn't have an injury. He was injured and had surgery, so he probably won't be starting until, I'm thinking, April or May. Probably completely worth it. What I want to talk about is, what does this do with the Rays infield? Because I feel like this changes a lot. So, what am I looking for here? Fangraphs. That's what I'm looking for. Let's pull up the Rays. Let's see what they got. They've probably already updated this. Have they? They did this. I'm assuming. I'm pausing because I'm assuming. Yeah, okay. He's on the injured list. Okay. So let me share this with you guys so you guys can track what I'm watching, because it's stupid if I look at the screen and you guys have no idea what I'm looking at, right? Here we go. All right. Starting lineup has not really changed. They still have Christopher Morel there. Hopefully he'll be able to wake up because he was pretty bad last season, going not only in Chicago, but also in Tampa Bay. We'll see what that new stadium does for him. Maybe he can wake back up. Junior Caminero, hopefully he'll get his chance to actually break through and show his ability. If you guys watched the Dominican League Championship, he hit like a 480 foot blast to center field to give them the lead, and then they ended up ultimately winning the championship. So congrats to that. That's a big deal for most Dominican players to be able to do that in front of your home country. So Junior Caminero is coming back for that. This is my question. Brandon Lowe, he's got a expensive contract. So what are we talking here? What are we doing? What are we doing? Because you do have Taylor Walls down here, and he didn't do that great. And you look at your infield, you have Jose Caballero, who wasn't bad. He really wasn't. Palacios wasn't bad. And of course, I'm going to change it. And you're going to be like, well, yeah, 227, 223 is terrible. Yeah, but like, it's the Rays. Like, are they looking to now move? They're going to move somebody, right? Because you brought in Eloy Jimenez. And Jimenez was terrible the last couple of years, going White Sox, then going over to the Baltimore. He had a little bit of a spark at the beginning of that trade once he moved over. But, someone's getting moved, because when you come down here, like, their pitching is fine. A lot of question marks on how they'll come through. Big names that we all know. We all know Zach Little. We know Shane Boz. We know Rasmussen. We know Papio. We know Bradley. And of course, McClanahan is the big return that we're looking for, but he hasn't pitched in an entire season. This is a great starting rotation on paper and by names. I have no idea how they're going to perform, because this is a lot of just okay. Shane Boz, not bad, but only 14 games. Little, surprised that he's number four, but I guess that's about right for 3.63. It's not bad. 3.6, not bad for Pepio. But again, then Taj, he was great at the beginning of the season. Then obviously he fell off at some point at doing a 4.11. He's their number two, which is crazy. I am running out of breath. This is terrible. So if you have kids and they're sick, keep them away from you. That is my recommendation, because I just carry everything over. Okay. You don't really need to pick up any pitching, right? Maybe some more bullpen arms, but honestly, they are okay. Clevinger, Usetta, Fairbanks, that's pretty good. I would not be too worried about it. When does Kim come back? I don't know. Like I said, I think it's like April, May-ish. He had his shoulder surgery on the 10th of September. No, October. 10th of October. I know dates. I don't know how bad it was. I see it's a labrum, but I'm assuming he'll probably recover. I think he's going into his 30th season. Yes, sorry, I should just look at it right here, as you guys can see. So 29, so he's going to be his 30th season. Recovery is going to be a little bit slower than the younger guys, obviously. So what moves are next? Because you're either going to send one of these guys down, maybe Taylor Walls back down, although he's 28, and he hasn't really had much of a chance to show himself in the bigs, at least recently. I don't know his past, but 183 is not great, and he had 252 plate appearances. So sending him down, bumping Caminero up in the meantime, who are you moving? Do you want to get somebody else? Like, Aranda was great last season, but yeah, he's a DH for a reason. Morel, the fact they have him in left field just shows he was a terrible decision for third base, but now you have Caminero. Is Brandon Lowe getting moved? Because if I go to, let's see here, AL West, no, sorry, AL East, Tampa Bay. Come on, Rays. Gotta find your stuff. All right. Ha-Sung Kim is now the most expensive contract on their active roster. You don't believe me? And I will show it to you. Here, I'm going to make this bigger because I don't know how it looks on your guys' end. How does it look? And now you can read it. All right, so it's $13 million per year, you know, payroll salary. Now, he does have a luxury tax of $14,500,000. Is that 6%? But he is now the most expensive player on their team besides Brandon Lowe. So is this your middle infield? If so, Yandy Diaz has got to be your first baseman. It's funny they have him as a third. Are they looking to move him or no? Because at this point, there's not really anybody else to pick up for first base unless you're trading somebody. You picked up Danny Jansen. Like, they're spending money more than what they normally spend. The rest is all pitching until you get to him to Taylor Walls, which is crazy. He's the 10th and it's only 13. Wow, it's 1.35 mil. So their current payroll is at 72. Are they at risk? Are they at risk of are they at risk of the MLB Players Association grievance? Because I'm pretty sure you have to spend like at least 100 mil, right? 105 mil. And they're sitting at 72.616. This might be a desperation move by Tampa, but I don't know if they fall under that because they... Because of their whole situation with the stadium, and I don't know if they get a pass. I'm not sure how this works, but it makes sense if that's the reason why they're just spending money to get some good guys. This is a great pickup, I would think, but I'm assuming there's going to be a move done. No? Because how are these contracts looking? How many more years of Brandon Lau? Club option. So he's got two more years. Yeah, this year, next year. 30 and 31, it's a good time to kind of get him off the books. No trade clause. He's got some buyouts. So he only gets more expensive. I can see them moving him if they feel somebody is coming up in the system. And the Rays have a lot of guys in their system. Unfortunately, all of them, all their top prospects are like in double A. All of them are in like high A. You have Carson Williams that's in double A right now. He's their number one prospect at this point, shortstop. So that could be something you're looking at. The Rays bring up guys early. If he just proves himself, he's hitting, what was his numbers last season? 11% walk rate, 28% K rate. He's probably not coming up. Batting average, 256, 352, 469. He has a ways to go. He did have a WRC plus of 142, but that's in double A. That's in double A, and those are his numbers. So maybe not Carson Williams. Xavier Isaac, that's another big name, although he's first base. Are we talking about moving Yandy? Like, if they make a big signing, they're moving somebody at this point. That's what I'm guessing, because that's kind of the Rays. Like, or they're moving people down to AAA, but they have a very full system of prospects. Xavier Isaac, so he's in double A right now. 13% walk rate, 33% K rate. Oh, and it's worse because that's combined in 2024. We went from high A to double A. In double A, he had a 40.6 K rate. Oof. Oof. High A, he hit 287, but in double A, he hit 211. These guys aren't ready. Okay, so maybe they are holding on to people. Maybe, just maybe, they're holding on to people at this point. Very interesting. Very interesting. It's going to be weird seeing Ha-Sung Kim in a Rays uniform. The Padres miss out again. The Padres are just, I don't know. Now they're in the discussion of getting rid of Michael King, who came over from the Juan Soto deal, and Dylan Cease. The once upon a time, in the last 2 years, of a powerhouse team being generated under Peter Seidler is now crumbling into the abyss as they lose Ha-Sun Kim. They just lost Profar. They're shopping Michael King. They're shopping Dylan Cease, who they just brought over this last season. Musgrove's out. There's no pitching. If they're gone, there's nothing left. I'm sorry, there's not. You had Blake Snell. You let him go. You still have Manny. You still have Tatis. I get it. You still have Jackson Merrill. I get it. They're under a long contract. Hopefully Bogarts can figure it out. But San Diego, man, you should have kept Kim, especially over Luis Arraez. I'm just saying. You have Cronenworth. You didn't need... You really didn't need Luis Arraez, although I liked the move. I did enjoy it. You should have got Kim back. It's so hard to find batters that can hit in your park, and you've methodically over the last few years found guys who can't hit in Petco Park, and you're letting them go out the door. And then the ones who can pitch there as well, you're letting them go. So the Padres are messing up. Straight up, they are letting this season go to waste. Who knows what their next moves are? The fact that the Rays, God, why are my two teams so okay? My team. Why are they doing nothing? It's like whoever I root for, they just disappoint everyone. The Rays have signed a bigger deal than the Mariners. The Rays, the ones that we joke about being the farm system for the Mariners because there's so many trades done where we pick up their expensive guys. Yeah, maybe that. Maybe they'll be trading him midseason. He got a two-year contract. No? Who knows? I don't know. If you're just joining in, Ha-Sun Kim signed with the Rays. Two-year deal, $29 million. Only $1 million more than his original deal with the Padres coming over from the KBO. Pretty big signing. It's a big addition for the Rays. I think and I don't know for sure if it's specifically the Player Association grievance possibility because they are such a low-budget team. But, you know, it's a good move. It's a big pickup. And honestly, with the AL East, the Yankees have gone to work. Have they picked up generational players? No. But Max Fried is a great addition. He's a great arm to have in your bullpen. Goldschmidt, okay, great name. Great name to have. You replaced Rizzo. Is he going to be better than Rizzo? Slightly, maybe, because Rizzo, I don't know what happened. It's like he just didn't want to be there or something. Besides the injuries, he looked apathetic. He just didn't seem like he was happy. He didn't seem like he was there for it. If that makes any sense. His aura was not good, if that's what we're calling it nowadays. So Gleyber Torres is gone. He went to the Tigers. Tigers are looking deadly. I mean, that's the Central, but yeah, the Red Sox need to do something. I think they need to go pick up Bregman. Like, why? Why have you not picked up Bregman? Red Sox, Boston. Why? Why are the Tigers even in the conversation for Bregman? They don't have money. Magically, they have money. What? I don't get it. They're in on almost every conversation at this point. The Tigers. I'm cool with it. I love it because they made it so far and they have a good crew. They have a good group. They have too many infielders, but they have a great group that has a lot of power, a lot of potential. You just keep adding that. Like, you're trying to take the Central, and I think you should now more than ever. You have to deal with the Guardians, but I think at this point, the Guardians' pitching staff is elite, but their bats are not as good as they were last year. They lost Josh Naylor. They picked up Santana. I don't think that's an upgrade. I do not think it's an upgrade, although they got Slade Sassoni. I think that's how you say his name. Really good relief pitcher. I don't know if he's going to be starting. I don't know what the Guardians are doing there. But Yankees should have got Kim. I'm glad they didn't. just because they picked up plenty of guys and the Rays really needed somebody. So that's good. I'm glad they got Kim, but I don't know what the Yankees are doing about second base. I'm assuming they're going to bring in Cabrera or Peraza to kind of fill in those roles. They've been kind of waiting to get their shot. Volpe obviously will be there at shortstop. I'm assuming Jazz is going to stay at third unless they pick somebody up for third, but there's not really an option out there besides Bregman. Red Sox, holy crap, go get Bregman. Right-handed bat, you want. Power bat, you want. Green Monster Destroyer, you want. And you can afford him. You know you can. You know you can. You just don't want to pay the money. But you know you can. And you should have done. In fact, I don't know. Did Boston do... Did Boston have their fan fest yet? Or is that still coming up? I'm not sure. But if they did, you should have signed them before that. Or you should sign them before it happens, if it hasn't happened already. You're going to have so many people. You're going to have so many people. Boston should get Bregman. But even as it sits right now, they got Crochet. They have some of the top prospects in baseball coming up most likely this year. You might see Roman Anthony. You might see Christian Campbell. You might see Marcelo Meyer this season. Jaron Duran had an awesome season last season. If he carries that over to this year, you have a really good team in Boston. So you have Yankees and you have Boston that are actually really good teams. They're looking to be pretty decent teams. Yankees offensively, I'm not exactly sure entirely. Of course, they don't have Juan Soto. They don't have Alex Verdugo. Okay. But you have Jason Dominguez. Maybe he can come out of his shell. These are still two good teams. That's two teams out of the AL East, right? You have the Orioles. They've been great. They're moving in the wall for left field by like 20 feet. That's pretty big. After they moved it back, moved down in 2022, they're bringing it back in. They signed Tyler O'Neill. People are like, oh, he's old and washed. That dude's Hulk. Have you seen him? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That dude is massive. Canadian steroids, if you ask me. I don't know how those are legal, but apparently they are. Pull hitter. You're going to see a lot more home runs from Tyler O'Neill. So Santander's gone. It's okay. Austin Hayes is gone. It's okay. You have Tyler O'Neill out there. You have Colton Cowser. You have Cedric Mullins. You have Kerstad if you want to replace any of them. You have a solid outfield, especially with bats. Infield, Gunnar Henderson, going to be amazing. We all know. Jackson Holliday needs to step it the F up. If I can say it any more PG-13 for you guys. Jorge Mateo just extended, so he's got another year of arbitration as well in his contract. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be great. I'm assuming they're going to throw him at third. That's just my guess. Or they're going to use him as a trading piece to get something else. Their pitching is old. I don't know what's going on with the Orioles, but that whole team went from young elite pitching staff, including Corbin Burns to lead it, to the St. Louis Cardinals of last season where they signed everyone over the age of like 70. Sugano's 37. Is it Charlie Morton? They pick up Charlie Morton, right? This is a stupid question. I should know. I'm forgetting. I'm all foggy today. I'm sorry, you guys. Really. I am really sorry. I sound like shit. Yes, Charlie Martin. Okay, I was on that. He's 41. He's 41 years old. He's not bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not shitting on him. He's not bad, but he's not great. He had a 4.19 ERA last season, 30 games, but he 30 games started. That's pretty good. He had 30 starts, 165 innings. He's going to be your workhorse of putting in there. Zach Eflin coming from the Rays. He's like the number one right there. Grayson Rodriguez hopefully going to be able to have a full season. You have Dean Kremer. Yeah, he's a 4.10 ERA. I don't know. 8 Ks per 9, 3 walks per 9. It's a little high. And then you got Sugano, who's 35. Sorry, I thought he was 37. 35. Your average age right now, your youngest is Grayson Rodriguez at 25 years old. Youngest is 25. Your oldest is 41. I mean, your median age right now, if I'm looking at this right, is 32. 34, 33? Wait, hold on. Let's see. 25. All right, 27. quick math, 35. Okay, average, yeah. Your median age for your rotation is 35. That's an old rotation. It is. It is old. It is what it is, and that's fine, but it is old. That's the Orioles. It's very interesting, but I still think the Andrew Kittredge, Felix Bautista, they still have Dominguez. You have Cano, you have Soto, you have a really good bullpen. So I'm not worried. And then on top of that, you have Albert Suarez. You can be a long reliever or can switch out with other guys until Kyle Bradish comes back. Jorge Mateo hopefully will come back. He did have that internal brace. I don't know how long he'll be gone, but they did extend him, so that's good to have him. Orioles don't mess around. They are a strong team that always makes it to the playoffs or makes it to at least a wild card contention, at least the last couple of years. They are young position wise. They are old rotation wise this year. It's weird. Don't count them out. They're always in the top three, always as of lately. Blue Jays. Normally, I would say, you know, this is where the Rays are. They're going to be fighting for that number three slot. But the Blue Jays picked up Santander. They still have Vladdy. They could potentially get Pete Alonso soon. I don't know. You tell me. Offensively, they need more help, but like they're in that like questionable situation, and it really depends on the Rays situation going against Steinbrenner. How are they going to hit there? If they're going to hit there, awesome. Are they going to be able to pitch there? I don't know. I'm assuming so. They have a good numbers on paper rotation. A lot of them, or a couple of them, have been out of the league. We'll see how they come back. But your middle infield is solid now with Ha-Seong Kim joining on. How is that comparable to the Blue Jays? Well, if Bo Bichette doesn't spring back like a spring chicken like he's supposed to, that's a terrible offensive middle infield, because Andrés Giménez didn't hit for jack shit last season, and Bo Bichette was just as bad. Vladdy, he showed what he could do. He made up for them. Basically, I know Giménez wasn't there last year, but his batting equated to a first baseman, Andrés Giménez last season, and Bo Bichette's lackluster performance last season. Ernie Clement did great, so that's good. He might even be on the move to move on a trading chip. I don't know. Their outfield is still going to be defense first, but Santander really helps. So it's very hard to compare the Rays to the Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays have no excuse. They have money. They should just go out and get people, but they're just being cheap. They're being the Mariners of the East. Okay. I don't get it. It makes zero sense. So huge for the Rays. Ha-Seong Kim is a huge addition for them, especially going to be filling in at shortstop at least three quarters of the season. I would hope that you guys go check him out at spring training. I'm assuming he's going to be there just getting a vibe of the team, working with people. I don't know if he's going to be throwing or doing any exercises with his shoulder. But it would be nice to see where he is come spring training as far as his recovery. Because, again, he had the surgery in October. So it's been a few months. Yeah. Whew. So big news. That's really big news. It's a big signing. That's one more off the board. If I take a look, who do we have left before I end this stream? Who do we have left on the free agents list? Everybody's been picked up for the most part. Here we go. Let me pull this up for you. Free agents. Alrighty. Max Scherzer still available. Let's go off previous war. Let's not do this previous AAV. If someone pays 43 mil for Max Scherzer at age 40, who would do that? Maybe the Mets, if they're like on psilocybin. Alex Braben's still out there. Boston, go get him. Because right now it sounds like everything's getting pushed back to Houston. And that would be the most anticlimactic change of the offseason. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Jose Iglesias is still available. That might be an option for the Yankees, but I don't know if they're going to want to, because there's a lot of tension between those two organizations right now. Pete Alonso, the next Met. It's three Mets in a row based on war. Jeez. Jose Quintana still hasn't been signed. He's 36. Who needs a pitcher? A lot of teams. Blue Jays need a pitcher. Maybe him. Maybe even Jack Flaherty. Pete Alonso, I have no idea. It sounds like the door's closed on him with the Mets. So maybe Blue Jays, because they have the money. Maybe the Mariners can wake the frick up and just get him, because there's nothing left. Randall Grichuk should be picked up already. I don't know why he's sitting out there. Good veteran. Had a great year last year. I don't see why not. Winker's already picked up. I don't know why this is still here. He should not be here. Nick Pivetta, what's going on? Maybe the Reds? I think the Reds are interested in him. There's really not. Brendan Rodgers is available, I guess. And, Bader, maybe he'll come back to New York again. I don't know if he likes shaving. Who else we got? Michael A. Taylor, no. Jason Hayward, no. He might even retire. Verdugo, eek. There's not a lot of options, guys. JD Martinez still hasn't been signed either, as far as I know. I don't think that's accurate. Wow. So, yeah, Ryan Yarbrough. That one is surprising. He should be picked up if he's not already picked up, and I missed it. Let's see here. Of course, you have Ryan Pressly. All right, going over to Chicago now. That was big news. Justin Turner still available. That's a good bat. I would invest in him or make him your hitting coach, because he's going to be 41, I think, going into next year. Nicky Lopez, not a bad third base option. There's some farther down guys that are not bad, but really it's getting bleak on the free agents list. Like Bregman, Pete Alonso, Flaherty. Kenley Jansen, maybe. Enrique Hernandez should be back with the Dodgers. I don't know what's going on there. This is not updated. Charlie Morton, obviously he's with the Orioles. So there's not a lot of options left. So, let's see. Sorry, I didn't check the comments in a while. Yeah, it could be worse. The Giants are rolling out Justin Verlander. Yeah. Yeah. They should go get Scherzer too. Why not? Why not? Then they would actually take the reins for the oldest rotation, I think. I think most of St. Louis got rid of the rotation from last year. I think. Am I wrong? Yeah. Yeah, they still have Michaelis, who's 36. Sonny Gray's 35? I thought he was 30. That dude looks young. Oh, my God. Well, they still have the oldest then, because it's pretty on par with the Orioles. Sonny Gray, 35. Eric Fetty, 31. Yeah, he's almost 32. He's going to be 32. Michaelis, 36. Andre Pallante is 26. He's the youngest. So almost like Grayson Rodriguez there. And then Steve Matz is 33. He'll be 34 the start of next season. That's such an old rotation. Giants, though. Giants. Come on. How much older could we get? Let's get a little older. Logan Webb's only 28. Oh, shit. I'm older than Logan Webb. That's so bad. Robbie Ray, 33. Verlander, 42. Well, he will be 42. Kyle Harrison's 23, Jordan Hicks 28. That's still pretty young. You still have three guys in your rotation under 30. They're not bad. The Giants aren't bad. Let's be honest. They're not. So, yeah. That is all for me. I don't want to waste your guys' time. Thank you guys for joining me on this live stream. Ha-Seong Kim is going to the Rays for a two-year, $29 million contract. Huge for the Rays. That's breaking payroll at this point. I don't have any information as far as, again, if they're one of them teams that are subject to a Players Association grievance for not spending a certain amount of money. I believe it's 105 or 110 mil payroll. Right now they're at 72 million-ish. So they got a ways to go. So the problem with that, like I was getting to in the free agents, there's not a lot left. There's not a lot left to spend money on. And the teams with money are just balking. I don't get it. The Red Sox should be spending money. The Blue Jays should be spending money. The Angels are spending money. The Rangers are spending a little bit of money here and there, but they need to go get some relief pitching. Rockies, I don't get it. I think they just hired Charlie Blackman to be their like hitting coach or hitting advisor, and he just retired. So, yeah, enough of that. I'm sorry for my voice. I am sick as a dog. It is a nightmare today, but I got to get this news out to you. I love you all. Leave a comment down below what your guys' thoughts are. If you're a Rays fan, are you excited to have Ha-Seong Kim? You should be, because I would have been ecstatic if any of my teams got him. Even the Padres, they brought him back. I'd be ecstatic. You should be happy if you are a Rays fan at this point, because that gives you a little bit more competitive nature into the AL East, because it is competitive this next season if the numbers on paper from last year translate, or players pick up from where their expectations are being prospects or coming up to have the rookie season. We'll see. Again, comment down below what you guys' thoughts, how you feel about this, who she should have gone to, who's left, and what teams you think will be picking up free agents moving forward as this list gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And we are, I think, 2 weeks away from pitchers, catchers reporting to spring training. Let me know if you're going down to spring training. If you're going to be in Arizona for spring training, let me know, because by then I better not be like this. And I'm going to try and head back down there, visit some friends, and I don't know, maybe run into a few of you. But yeah, until then, I'll catch you all later.